kids with special needs get so that they're getting what they need when they're
yes.
in school.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, got it.
So we do, and that's where I use that example. We don't have control over that. So, and you know, it's all very necessary costs to help students that have those needs. But from a budgetary standpoint, we have no idea what the end cost will be each year. So we take our best guess based on the students that we have and the criteria we have, and sometimes we fall a little short, and sometimes we're spot on. Typically, in our case, we dedicate, we are about anywhere from $900,000 to even $2 million sometimes, or very close to $2 million difference between the money that the state reimburses us for versus the actual costs of the services rendered.
Okay.
So in this case, they're trying to increase that percentage, and it will help. So what we budgeted this year, the way it looks, we will come in at just over $105,000 if this plan goes through and it's agreed to, right?
Okay.
We would have an additional $105,000 that would be reimbursed by the state. That would free up that money that we have to pull out of Fund 10, our general fund, to cover that gap.
So if I follow you correctly, I guess what I thought what I was listening to on the news yesterday was the special education portion of this is separate from what they're going to be voting on today, but that's not the case, you're saying?
I think it's all one package.
It's all one package.
They might
okay.
separate it out.
Okay.
Who knows what they'll do?
All right. Right.
But that was part of the original deal that was pitched and went through the Legislative Fiscal Bureau yesterday.
Got it. And so we're just waiting to see what happens in Madison today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It may happen today, they said, or it may not happen today, but they're going to be talking about it more today for sure.
Yeah, and it may change. There might be a ton of changes before a deal is actually reached. So we don't know. This is just what was initially agreed to between party leaders and the governor.
Right.
So the other part would be some school funding that would help the general aid formula. And it's always important whenever you hear general aid or equalization aid, they mean the same thing. In this case, they would pour $300 million into the general aid.
That with the hopes of not having to go to referendum all the time. That's the main goal here, right?
Well, it won't impact that because general aid comes in the form of tax relief. It's not additional spendable dollars.
Okay.
So what happens is you have a revenue limit calculation sheet, and through that you have certain things that are deducted off. And in general aid, it's money that comes from the state that we don't have to tax for, but it doesn't change the total amount that we're allowed to tax.
Okay, got it.
So in this case, it would come through and provide some pretty significant savings for our district, for our taxpayers in our district, to the tune of just over $400,000 in over a two-year period.
But we just don't know what's going to happen just yet.
We don't.
Because that's what a lot of people are saying. Okay, so how does this impact me here as a taxpayer in Tomahawk? That's what people are thinking right now.
Right. So it'll impact you two ways. Anytime we get an increase in general aid, it will reduce the tax burden throughout our district. So
that
will directly impact your taxes next year. And the other way that it helps is when we look at things in terms of how much we have to pull out of our general fund, that equals an overall savings in our budget. So if let's just say special education was funded at 100%, that would free up enough funding that we would have a drastic reduction in what we would have to go to for referendum. If
Understood.
We knew that was guaranteed,
yep.
right? So, you know, I think ours was $3.25 million. Well, if you took another $1.9 million that we didn't have to fund, and it was funded by the state, that would come off of that referendum amount.
Got it. And so that's good news.
Yeah.
And so, but we got it. We're kind of we're just waiting to see what happens in Madison. Maybe something happened today, and we'll hear about it in the news maybe tomorrow. But that's what they're busy talking about right now down there.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. So fingers crossed. We'll see some relief there.
Capital Projects Fund and how that works. We've never talked about this before.
No, and I thought it was a good time to bring it up. We have a number of projects every summer, from roofs to just overall maintenance projects. This year we have locker replacements. We have a water main replacement. We have some blacktop patching and repair going on. And one of the ways that we are able to fund these projects year in and year out is through contributions to Fund 46. So Our capital projects fund, which is numbered Fund 46, so we commonly refer to it that way.
Okay.
This came about a few years back, and what it does is it allows us to earmark funds for future use for projects that the board has approved on a capital projects list. So what's happening is it's hard to book contractors. If you've tried to get new windows in your house or a contractor, they're hard, and that's across the board. So for us, if we have to do everything within a budget year, it does two things. Our budget year ends on June 30th. So we either have to, if we're using this year's funds, get the work completed by June 30th, or it falls on next year's budget, and we have to budget for that accordingly.
Okay.
So what Fund 46 allows us to do is earmark money for projects that may not happen for a year or two down the road. And that's important because it takes us time to plan for those projects, to line up the you know, to receive bids, to make sure that we're competitive in that process, and to get actual contractors to commit to it. So we've been able to strategically put money into that fund. We've maintained and grown our capital projects list over the years. And it also allows us then, when the opportunity is right, to complete a project that's on that list without having to wait for another board meeting to get it approved.
Okay.
It's already been approved, and we can navigate through that list as availability of contractors, so on and so forth.
And there's never a schedule when stuff goes wrong. When stuff goes wrong, you got to get it fixed right now, so this will help with that.
Yeah, so we can anticipate current needs, we can anticipate future needs, and we can prioritize those things and have the funds available when that comes up. So we've been able to accrue around $4 million in that account over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, there was some in there to begin with, but it's all dedicated to projects that are currently on the list and needs of our district.
New hires at last night's board meeting. Let's recognize those folks.
Yeah, so we've got a few new people joining our staff next year. Amy Cordova will be joining our elementary office staff, replacing Diane Langberg, who is retiring at the end of this year. So we're excited to have Amy join our team down there. Lacey Anderson will join us as a special education paraprofessional next year. Sarah Frazier has accepted the position as our TES STEM teacher. So that's science, technology, engineering, and math courses that we have down there. And we actually utilize the Smart Lab, if you remember the grant that we had a number of years ago.
Yep.
So she'll be manning the Smart Lab in the elementary.
Okay.
And then Caitlin Wells has accepted our open counselor position in the elementary as well.
Welcome to Tomahawk Schools, all of you. And happy retirement to Diane. Boy, she was always a smiling face. The first one that you see when you walked in the door was usually Diane's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still is for a few months, so swing on in. You'll see that smiling face.
Happy retirement, Diane. I'm just a little bit jealous. Activities and athletic awards, I can't believe it. We are winding down this school year real fast, only a few weeks left here. So activities and athletic awards, people should put it on the calendar here right away.
Yeah, May 20th, next week, Wednesday already, 7 to 9 p.m. Over $175,000 will be awarded in local scholarships to our graduates.
And then graduation's on May 22nd at 7 o'clock.
That's right, next Friday. It's already here.
And everybody will be out of school by June 4th.
Correct.
Boy, well, we're going to get together one more time yet, right?
Sure.
Okay, let's get together one more time. We'll look back on the year that was, look forward to the year that's coming up, and always good to see you, Wendell.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.